Fourth straight year you're down here. That's pretty darn good after winning a district final over Elgin Public Pope John. And again, like we kind of talked about Saturday, you got some girls with experience and a few girls with no experience. But I'm sure once they get in, get the sweat going a little bit, coach, they'll be just fine, won't they?
I'm sure they'll be just fine. Volleyball is volleyball, no matter what kind of court you're playing on. Just because there's a big net in between two courts, it's still volleyball. And the girls are excited to be down there, the seniors especially, because it's their fourth straight year. So they've made it all 4 years of their high school career. It's just great to actually get down there again this season.
No question. No question about it. 28-5. That's you're shy two wins of another 30-win season. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I'll take that any day. Like I've said before, if you would have told me at the beginning of the season that this was where we would be, I would have, you know, been checking, trying to fact check it, because these girls have grown so much throughout the season, really done a great job improving every day, and got ourselves back down to state.
Now, Overton, third time between the two teams. First one wasn't the greatest match, Sutherland. Second one was a three-set match, which played a lot better in the Alma Triangular, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first matchup, the first set wasn't good. I don't even know if we made double figures there. But then the second set, we turned it around. I think it was 26-24 or something close like that. And then we went down to Alma and played them really tight down there as well. It was kind of back and forth. So, you know, the potential's there if we put together our game and are confident in ourselves. We have potential to win the game.
And this has become quite the rivalry between for the last four years or so. It seems like you play each other up at Sutherland. You play each other in the Triangular, and they've won a few, and you've won your fair share as well.
Yeah, it seems the last couple of years we've met each other in the finals, in the tournament, and of course then we have them and Alma in that Triangular, which is always great volleyball all the way around there. So it's kind of, I guess you could say, a rivalry, because we see each other a little bit more during the season.
All right, this third and most important time now on the court here shortly. What do you got to do to stop this team and advance on to a Friday semifinal?
I think Overton does a great job of adjusting throughout the game. They'll change up their strategy in the middle of the game, and they're smart. They put the ball in the open places. So defensively, we're going to have to make good reads and get ourselves to where we need to be, and hopefully get the ball into system. If we can get the ball into system and get good swings, I think we'll have a good outcome.
Yep, pass the ball. And I think watching it here in the postseason, the RPAC conference, sub-districts and district, you're serving. Boy, if you're a servings on and aggressive serving, that's been a big key for you as well.
Yeah, when we have aggressive serving, it keeps the other team out of system. So we're getting a lot of off-net attacks, more roll shots than, you know, heavy swings, and makes it easier for us to pass the ball and get ourselves into system. So, you know, serving aggressively does, you know, it helps us out.
You're the final of the three RPAC conference schools to play. We just had, you know, Cambridge and Dundee just played their games at 11 o'clock, and that's a nice win right here to advance the final of the RPAC schools. Why not? And try to get to Friday to play.
Yeah, like I said, when we were all trying to, you know, win our districts, I was cheering everyone on, because the more of us down there, the better it makes our conference look. It would be great for us to be in a semifinal, you know, all three teams. So hopefully we all have a good day.